Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. A new poll gave people six date options and asked which one they would prefer. And they gave people six options. And here's what people said that would be the number one thing. And I hate to tell you, but sex is not number one.
Huh. Well, I didn't think it was going to be number one for a date.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems like that's the end result of a fun date.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed, maybe it'll happen. But I never think, oh, what do you want to do for a date? Sex.
That's just Tinder, right?
Sex.
Yeah, that's a booty call.
Yeah.
Well, it is number six on the list, though. So, I mean, it is up there.
Meaning up to bang.
Yeah. Matter of fact, 44% say they would have sex on a first date in 2021. So, that's, you know, almost half the people said, yeah, well, I'll have sex on the first date, sure.
Well, after 2020, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Right? This well's been dry for so long.
It's cobwebs.
Cobwebs?
Oh, Lord. How many guys, though,
Happy
wouldn't?
Halloween.
You know, I feel like out of that 44%, it's got to be almost like 100% of guys. You know, if this is a 50-50 poll of women and men, how many guys are saying no to sex on the first date? I mean, unless they hate the first date. But like you said, Steve, like, hey, if it happens, how wonderful that would be. I think most guys would have your opinion.
I'm trying to think of, like, what is the ultimate date? Like, what? You know, honestly, that'd be expensive. But I think a great first date would go to a hockey game, go see the Kraken, be around some people, you know, enjoy some food. You get to yell. You get to have fun. Hopefully they play well so you can celebrate and high five, and high fives lead to sex.
Yeah.
Oh, high fives lead to sex.
That's the shirt that they sell at the Kraken store.
Well, especially if you're going with a hockey fan, like if you were single and you took a girl, I think like your extensive knowledge of the sport might be like, oh, this is cool because I didn't know anything about it before, or vice versa.
Yeah, I think also like even if you're both new to the sport, I think it's so high energy that you'd probably get caught up in it.
Yeah,
that's an interesting call. I never thought of taking somebody to a sporting event, especially if I didn't know anything about it. It's interesting. I feel like, oh man, if I'm the one that's got to initiate this date, I feel like they're going to ask me questions because I'm the one that said, let's go to this event. And if I don't know anything, I'm going to feel like, oh, I'm going to feel a lot of pressure.
I don't know. If you look at me like, look, I'm just as dumb as you are about this sport. I just thought it'd be fun to eat some. I wanted to try Shaq's Big Chicken. Right. Wouldn't you?
Oh, all right. Fair enough. I can see that.
Like a baseball game would be fun, too, for different reasons because you have a fun background to you just hanging out, chilling, and just having a conversation.
Baseball, I could see it 100% because it's way more low-key. And you're just sitting in the seats, and it could be quiet at times.
Depends on the date.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you're going on a date because you just want to, like, tear it up on the night out and get wasted, like, maybe a Seahawks game or a hockey game would be a fun way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like the person – well, baseball can be slow and boring for some people. That could be tough. They could be sitting there going, why did you bring me here? It's 3 to 4 hours of this. What? Why?
But there's time to talk.
Yeah.
So each of you can learn a little bit more about each other while you're being bored by baseball.
And if you don't like it, you're like, look, we could just go to Dream Girls right across the street.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
If this is boring, I've got some excitement for you, lady.
The only entertainment that showed up on this list was actually a movie. People still are willing to go to movies.
I feel like a movie's not the way to go.
I never got the movie thing.
Not for first.
You're not able to talk. Like, you're not able to do anything.
Date five or six when like you've run out of things to say.
All right,
feels
like,
honestly, date two.
It feels like a movie. Like if you want to do a movie thing, it should be you see the movie. movie before and then talk about it, like a book club or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, at least at that point, you'd have something to talk about, and you could talk to the person as opposed to waiting till the end of the movie.
Is dinner just like a plain, like, restaurant number one?
That is number one, sir. Yep.
Yeah, I was going to say pizza.
Yep.
I would fall in line with that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my ideal date would just be pizza and beer somewhere.
If you really want to wine and dine, I'm just taking the Mod Pizza.
There you go.
High-end pizza.
Yeah. Ooh, good
call.
They
get to decide what they want on it.
I'm happy to read that being number one, because I know there were, you know, a lot of people that were self-conscious of going to dinner because they didn't really want to eat much. They didn't want to look like they ate a whole lot. I don't know how many guys had that problem, because I didn't. I would be like, give me all the food. I don't care.
You just got to not go to, like, chicken wings on the first date, because then you're just, they see messy. How much of a slob you are.
It's like what they always say, like, spaghetti, too, is a bad dating thing, because, you know, if you're slurping and the sauce just gets all over your shirt.
And pizza you have garlic bread.
Yeah, pizza can kind of give you that situation.
Not as bad.
I'm thinking like saucy chicken wings that are just all over your face. And the
grease. There's that.
And then if they're not eating their wings, you shame them for being like for wing abuse. Look, there's not enough meat off of those wings. Let me finish that for you.
I'm stoked for that, because at that point I get more chicken wings. So,
but what if they've taken like two bites out of each wing and then there's still like a bunch of meat on there?
I'm eating them.
Yeah, you got to finish it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And see, if you go with the dry rub, I think you'll be pretty safe when it comes down to the chicken wings.
You got the ranch.
All right, then.
Are we still talking about chicken wings?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, I think we are. Yeah. I thought number two would be number one, and that's getting together for drinks, because it just loosens you up a little bit if you're a little nervous.
See, I feel like nowadays, if I was in that single world, I would be the king of, like, coffee dates.
Yeah.
You know,
that's number three on the list, by the way.
Yeah, it's like middle of the day. You could have.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Test the situation. Not feeling it. Take care.
Yeah.
What's the worst that happened? You like lost like $8.
If you're nervous.
For one drink.
Yeah. Doesn't the coffee jack you up a little bit? See, maybe just because I run high anyway, I high rev. I need something to calm me down. And if I go for a coffee date, I'm going to even be more nervous if I have caffeine.
Yeah, caffeine doesn't hit you guys. No, caffeine doesn't hit me that way.
If you're wrong, you go to the
local heroin store if you got to calm down.
Oh, like, all right. Thanks, man. It's not on the list, but there it is, number seven.
Harry's Heroin Emporium. It's on Pike Place.
Yeah.
That's a great place.
And honestly, for me, coffee is one of those things that with our schedule, I would need coffee to like stay awake during a conversation. So,
and maybe even an energy drink on top of it.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you get the rum and diet. You know, you get the caffeine and the Coke, and then you get the rum. That's my strategy.
I love this.
Even it out.
And this text just said, I literally just swiped right on a chick that's wearing a Kraken jersey and her song was Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit. Hopefully she swipes right back.
Whoa, is that female Steve?
It might be me with a wig on.
That's cool.
Well, man's got to do what a man's got to do. Yeah.
Keep us posted. That sounds like the wedding we all want
to
be at.
What if that was your way of getting to a Kraken game? I can't afford to go to a Kraken game, so I'm just going to put on a wig and see who invites me to a Kraken game.
It's a good way to do it, Danny. I mean, those tickets can be expensive.
Hey, what do you think of the new Limp Bizkit record?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite Kraken player?
Yeah. Wow. Talk about that's the ultimate catfish right there. Did we talk about going for a walk together? Because people say they like doing that for a first date.
Huh. I mean, walking's like exercise. Why would you want to go to exercise on a date?
Well, then you need to find somebody that has your same exercise regimen ideas.
Actually, exercise is way more than me.
There are people that love hikes and things like that. I can see that work. I would feel like that's more of a couple dates in. You feel more comfortable with the person. Kind of weird to be like, hey, you want to go into the woods with me for the first time?
Yeah, well, you put it like that.
See, I wasn't thinking that. I was just thinking about how much I actually sweat on hikes and stuff.
Kind of, yeah.
Can
right,
you imagine,
yeah.
like, if I would go on a hike with, like, Sarah, who's, like, super in shape, and I'm like, I'm having fun.
This is the best time ever.
Yeah, you really got to know your audience. No doubt. Yeah, I'd be in the same boat, Dan. I mean, I can go for a walk. Like, I can go for an even hike.
Yeah, you got your poles.
Yeah.
That's right.
So it says, I feel like coffee dates are a terrible idea. It feels like an awkward interview with somebody.
That's what dating is.
Yeah, it kind of is, right?
Yeah, and I can understand why you'd feel that way, because that does seem to be a place where people do interviews as well. They're like, are you interviewing for a barista, or are you guys on the date? I'm not sure.
Yeah, exactly. You're absolutely right. That's why I feel like an alcoholic beverage helps. You know, but then again, you got to be careful not to do too many. But I feel like drinks are the way to go. But everyone's talking, and it is number two on the list. I love a good meal, and you can also get drinks at most places where you can get a meal, so you can still do that.
I wouldn't mind drinks later, but I don't want the night to start with drinks, because I think then there's like a weird, you might be getting a different perception or a different like view of that person, because some people are different when they've had a few drinks in them as opposed to when they don't have a few drinks. So what if you like the person that has a few drinks in them but not the person really that doesn't?
Yeah. Oh,
are you gonna just be like feeding them Fireball every time you see them?
Yeah.
Been there.
All right, that's not a bad idea.
Been there. I think you've described every 1950s marriage, Steve.
Well, I've gone out partying before, and I met this guy, and I'm like, oh, my God, you're amazing. He's like, you're amazing. We talked all night, and we're like, let's get together like the next morning or a couple days from now and hang out. And we just kind of sat there and didn't talk. We just were not vibing sober.
Wow. Yeah, I've had that happen many years. I remember being on a date with someone, and I'm like, this chick's awesome. And we go on an actual date after like meeting at a bar. Yeah. And I'm like, man, dud city.
Yeah, we have nothing in common. Except we like getting drunk, I guess. I don't know. That sucks. Yep.
Well, so I said I took a date on Ruston Way for my first date, to walk around Ruston Way. Been together 4 years now, and I got a nice makeout session, too.
Oh, nice.
Took you four years to make out?
Wow.
Was it a four-year-long makeout session?
They are saying, like, in this article, 81% of the people do like kissing on the first date. Like, they're all about that.
Dude, Ruston Way in the summer is the spot to go in Tacoma. Like,
dude, yes.
They've got, I mean, you want to do a movie, there's movie theater. You want to go to like fun little like random stores, there's stores like that. And then they got great restaurants. And it's just a party out there, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
great view of the mountain.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. Oh, I'll have to
get
down there sometime.
Good make-out spots from what we hear, BJ. Right.
Well, it looks like I can bring my poles there. It looks like there's enough room for them.
Mm. Oh, you and your poles.
Oh, dude, poles everywhere, baby.
You
can go
like,
on my poles.
You could even rent one of those like little pedal vehicle things. Like, pedal? You know, not a pedal boat.
Are you talking about the Razor scooters?
No, like just like a thing that you sit in and you have pedals on them. And you just pedal around.
Like a bicycle?
No, duh. I know what a bicycle is, Nimrod. It's like a little carriage.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. They have them on Alki, too. Like the little, what do they call them?
Oh, like the things
know.
You get at the beach, like the pedal beach bike?
Yeah.
things?
Yeah, like the thing that like five or six of you could sit in. And if you got kids, you can fit even more in there.
If I'm going myself, I think that's going to be a challenge. I'll just keep my poles. But if I have a family of five that I somehow have with me, I'm going to do it.
They even got like bike ones, too, that you could rent.
Oh, I could ride a bike.
A bike or like a little like one that's like loaded a ground bike. I don't even know how those are called.
Yeah, you just don't want me bringing my poles.
Adult big wheel.
Just don't bring my poles is what you're saying. Just ride anything but a pole.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.